Pope Francis met with the President of the Republic of Cyprus, Nikos Anastasiadis. The Pope and the President discussed a number of topics, including the role of religion in society and the importance of religious liberty. They also both expressed satisfaction that negotiations to end the four-decade division between Greek and Turkish Cypriots have resumed. Earlier this week in Cyprus, the Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders said they wanted to end the island's division as soon as possible after resuming reunification talks. The last talks were suspended when Cyprus assumed the rotating presidency of the European Union in 2012. Nathan Morley has the details on the negotiations.
Earlier this week, President Nikos Anastasiadis met his Turkish Cypriot counterpart, Dervis Ereglu, at the UN compound here in Nicosia. The previous round of negotiations had stalled in mid-2012. Cyprus was split after a coup in 1974, which was aimed at uniting the island with Greece. That sparked a Turkish invasion. Speaking after their one-hour meeting, the two leaders said the status quo in Cyprus was unacceptable, and in a joint statement, they said the settlement would have a positive impact on the entire region. The resident UN envoy on the island, Lisa Buttenheim, said the leaders expressed their determination to resume structured negotiations in a results-orientated manner.
The status quo is unacceptable, and its prolongation will have negative consequences for the Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots. The leaders affirmed that a settlement would have a positive impact on the entire region, while first and foremost benefiting Turkish Cypriots and Greek Cypriots, respecting democratic principles, human rights, and fundamental freedoms.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the meeting, calling it an important statement of shared principles and an invaluable basis for renewed talks here in Cyprus. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Nicosia.